mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones Show on this Friday, November 29th, 2013, the Friday after Thanksgiving, or as it's now being called, Gray Thursday or Black Thursday. There's a lot of craziness going on out there, as you know. If you're driving around, if you're looking at any of these shopping centers, we're going to be talking to several people today about that. This. We're going to have Alex Jones at the bottom of the hour breaking this down for us. We're also going to be talking to Anthony Gucciardi and taking your calls in the second hour. We've got Mark Dice coming on the show later. He's got a video right now that's top linked on Drudge and is on Infowars.com. Santa with a megaphone shames Thanksgiving parasite shoppers. That's a pretty funny video. We've got a video from Paul Joseph Watson that we're going to be playing in the next segment. And it's a real interesting video because what he's got mixed in there is scenes of people shopping on Black Friday, on Black Thursday, otherwise known as Thanksgiving, formerly known as Thanksgiving. He's got these scenes mixed in with zombie movies, and it's pretty indistinguishable to take a look at it. So if you're listening to us on radio, I'm going to describe some of that for you. But if you're watching, stay tuned for that because that's really funny. And then we're going to have Paul Watson in the third hour. So there's a lot of news here. But we've got some updates to some stories that have been happening in just the last week. You know, this is a constant trend of the government going through and looking at our data. We've heard so much about the NSA from Ed Snowden's leaks. But it's not just the federal government that's doing it. And, of course, the federal government is training local law enforcement and state law enforcement to act the way that they act. Now we have a report here that's also on Drudge. This is from Mikhail Thalen, and it's on Infowars.com. South Carolina police grab innocent cell users' data through tower dumps. That's what they call it, a tower dump. It allows them to grab all calls, all text, all data transmissions from any specific time from a cell tower's provider. Now, this is being done by the Richland County Sheriff's Office, and they're turning over everybody's telephone data to the police, unrelated to any suspicion of crime, according to a First Amendment attorney, Jay Bender. He says, I think that's an unreasonable search and seizure. Well, absolutely. What they're doing is they're grabbing metadata, and that's important. You can tell what people are doing. You can track their movements. Just last month, the Senate Judiciary Committee, the article goes on to say, hearing revealed that a 2010 NSA pilot project that used cell phone towers to map people's locations unknowingly. That's your metadata. If they look at your metadata, they can tell where you're traveling. They can tell what your political, religious affiliations are. They can totally profile you. And in most societies, that in a free and open society, that wouldn't be a problem. But when you've got a government that wants to control you and wants to ignore the law themselves, that says at the same time they claim that they have a right to look at everything that you do, they're also saying you have a right to look at nothing that they do. You don't have any rights to see what our government is doing. They're totally opaque. There's absolutely no transparency. And yet they demand to see everything that we do. That's why you should be concerned about metadata. But it's also why you should be concerned about the definition of what's reasonable. You know, it doesn't just mean that it's something that's not out of the ordinary, because the government is always moving that normalcy bias. What it means is they don't have a reason. They don't have a reason to grab your cell data. They should not be allowed to, and it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now, quickly, just before the break here, we've also got an update on drunk driving. You remember, they were taking people's breath. They wanted voluntarily, according to the NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, they wanted to voluntarily take people's blood or breath in Fort Worth. And initially, the Fort Worth Police Department said that wasn't going on. They then had to admit that it was, but it was just part of a study. Well, it turns out that, of course, this study is going to be used to justify lowering the definition of drunk driving from 0.8 to 0.05. That's what they're really trying to push. This is an agenda from the federal government that they're trying to push on us. That's why we need to push back. That's why we need to have juries, as we've mentioned the other day, that look at the definition of drunkenness, because the legislature is not going to do it, and actually make sure that justice is being done. We need some oversight of what the government is doing. Juries provide us with that. It's one of our best defenses. We'll be right back. We got a big show today on the madness of crowds. So stay
in the last last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order, but we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We will have Alex at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be talking about the craziness that's going on this Black Friday. We're also going to be joined later in the show with Anthony Gucciardi. He's going to come in. We're going to take your calls in the second hour. Mark Dice, who has a top-linked video that is on Infowars.com. It's on the Drudge Report. Santa with megaphone shames Thanksgiving parasite shoppers. So you got to see that. We're going to talk to Mark Dice about that. He put on a Santa Claus outfit and bullhorned shoppers who've been waiting all night for specials on Black Friday. And that kind of brings up, as we see what's going on with that and we see what's going on with Bitcoin, what does it really mean? How do you really assess value? And what does it say about our society when we see these types of things happening at Walmart, people fighting each other over TVs or toasters, and we see these knockout games happening in the urban centers? What do you think is going to happen if things get really tough in this society? But first of all, how do you assess value? Let's take a look at Bitcoin. You know, it was just about a week ago or maybe 10 days ago that it was about $400. It passed gold in value momentarily today, just in the last 24 hours. We have an article up on Infowars.com. Bitcoin worth more than gold, then collapses. Well, it's still about $1,160, I think, with gold being a little over $1,200. Articles are coming out from Forbes magazine comparing it to South Sea bubble territory. And they said it looks like the same sort of bubble that we see. Now, if you don't know what the South Sea bubble is, it's a classic bubble. It was explored in the book Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. It was written in the early 1800s. And it's when we see exponential price and then immediately dropping in value. And that's what people are concerned about with Bitcoin. It suckered in a lot of very smart people. In the South Sea bubble, it suckered in Isaac Newton. Now, Isaac Newton was a pretty intelligent person. He invented calculus. He worked out the tides, came up with equations for the tides, something nobody else had done before. Very intelligent guy, but he got suckered in to the stock market. This is a situation where the South Sea Company had been given a monopoly on all trade with South America. Now, you would think that's a pretty sure deal, and a lot of people did. But then they started doing crazy things, and in a sense, you could kind of say there was a lot of speculation, like derivative market that we've seen, and it got out of hand. And the beginning of it, it looked exactly like what we're seeing now with Bitcoin. Bitcoin starting out at $400, and over the weekend, first weekend, last weekend, I think it was, it went up to like $500 or $600, then jumped to $800, $900, then $1,200. It's going straight up. And if you look at this graph that's on the article, comparing it to the price of gold, it's absolutely amazing. But pull up this article, guys, for people who are looking at it. This is the one showing Isaac Newton's nightmare. It's how he went broke. And basically, it's the upward curve. It just goes straight up exponentially. Not like climate change. That's what they would like us to think is going up exponentially. That's not. That's staying flat. But this is a real exponential curve, just kind of popping along. And Newton invests a little bit at the very beginning, and then he gets out as it jumps up. And so they've got a line here. Newton exits very happy. But then he waits a while, and it's just going straight up. And it says, Newton's friends are getting rich. So now he re-enters. But unfortunately, he re-enters now at about the top of the bubble. The bubble bursts. He's optimistic, thinking that it's going to come back because, after all, the South Sea Company has a monopoly on all trade to South America. And that's the way these bubbles always start out. And then he exits at the bottom without any money, totally broke. So it remains to be seen, Bitcoin, just like the South Sea bubble, has a lot of real value to it. These cryptocurrencies do, but it's not just Bitcoin that's going up. One of the signs that it's a bubble is the fact that all these other cryptocurrencies are also going up exponentially at the same time. That's a sure sign, according to this Forbes article, that we are in a bubble. But it brings up the real question is, how do you evaluate real value? How do you evaluate real value when you're shopping on Black Friday? And as many studies have pointed out, they're making more money, obviously, in the fourth quarter because they're selling more, but their profit margins are higher. Their profit margins are 22% higher in this quarter, and they're making more money. Prices are higher for many items on Black Friday than they are even in the rest of this quarter, in the rest of the holiday season. So by pulling in and doing what the crowd is doing, that's really what that Popular Delusions and Madness of Crowds is all about. You get suckered into that. Just like you kind of got, a lot of people got suckered in, not our listeners probably, but a lot of people got suckered into Obamacare. You know, it's, we see that its prices are going up exponentially. The difference is, though, is that, it's not really your choice. You're being put in there. So it's kind of like popular socialism and the delusion of dictators is what we've got going on with Obamacare. But people are buying into this Black Friday madness. And Paul Joseph Watson has done a really funny video that's up on Infowars.com. I believe it's red linked at the top or near the top. And it compares zombie movies to what we see happening in Walmart. Let's take a look at that, and I'll narrate it for people who are listening on the radio. It says actual footage of zombie plague sweeping America right now. This is Walmart. Giant crowd fighting over boxes of consumer goods from China. Now he's cutting to a video movie where people are standing outside peeling the glass trying to get in. And we're back inside Walmart. Absolute chaos. Are you in that? I hope not.
In the video, there's just
the difference is the zombies are less aggressive. I think when we compare these back and forth, I think the zombies look definitely less dangerous than the Walmart shoppers. Certainly much quieter. They don't shatter as much. There are the people crashing the lines, running across as they're opening the store doors. Totally out of control. A wall-to-wall sea of people. And now we're back at the zombie movie. You can always tell when we go back to the zombie movie if you're not watching this, because it gets real quiet. The people screaming are the ones in Walmart.
Look at how this guy's punching in the stomach.
Yeah, this is a guy punching someone in the stomach for a little box of, I guess it's a TV, I don't know what it is. And in that particular case, the guy filming it was ejected by security, but they didn't do anything to the guy who was punching people. And here are the cops wrestling somebody to the ground at another Walmart. Absolute insanity. He says, if Americans behave like this over electronic slave goods, and I guess what he's going to have, what do you think he's going to put up next? What's going to happen when everything collapses? Imagine how they will react when food runs out. Yeah, I think they're kind of going to go from knockout game to cannibalism in about 24 hours, don't you? It's very frightening. We're going to be talking to Alex about that at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be taking your calls in the next hour with Anthony Gucciardi. And we've also got Mark Dice to talk to us about the video that he did. It's a funny parody video where he's bullhorning people saying, what are you doing out here? Don't you realize that you're getting ripped off? Don't you realize that you're buying stuff from China, that you're going in debt for this? But we're not doing this necessarily just to make fun of people. We want you to understand, to be an intelligent consumer. We're trying to help people. That's what we do here. We're trying to show you trends, not to make fun of people, not to pick fights with people. We're trying to help you to understand what's going on. It's just like people complaining that we're maybe too negative because we're showing the bad things that the government is doing. But you need to see the gathering storm crowds. You know, I think that it makes you more grateful, more thankful for what you've got now, if you really understand the potential dangers and what's gathering in the future. Certainly does in our family. We see what's happening. We're trying to make some preparations. Hopefully, you're making some preparations as well. But you need to understand the trends, and you need to understand how crowds react. When you look at things like Bitcoin, for example, this is something that the astronomical rise of Bitcoin in just the last week to 10 days, it's got a very small market cap. We've seen cases where gold has shot up and then been pumped and dumped. And there's been a lot of belief that that's being done by large investors, perhaps central banks. And we know that George Soros has made a lot of money doing that to currencies, to the Bank of England. So he out pumped and dumped the Bank of England and made billions of dollars. So an individual like George Soros could do that to Bitcoin because its market cap is so small. And that's a real danger. These other currencies, these other cryptocurrencies, even though they're great ideas, and we hope that they succeed, you need to be very, very cautious about it, especially don't do something like Isaac Newton did, which is buying in as the thing is going up exponentially. That's how one of the smartest men that ever lived went bankrupt. So we don't want to see that happen. But I want to go back real quickly to news that was breaking earlier as a follow-up story. I mentioned in the news segment, just the first 5 minutes, about this drunk driving breathalyzer test that were being conducted on people in Fort Worth. They were telling people that it was voluntary, but the minute you turn up, they're analyzing your breath. And their reason for doing it is because the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants to use it as a justification to lower the definition of drunk driving. We saw the same thing happen with the EPA. They did exactly the same thing in North Carolina. They hooked people up, volunteers, that they, in this case, paid. They weren't paying people in Fort Worth. They hooked up volunteers to diesel engines and had them breathing the exhaust because they wanted to get these people sick so that they could argue to increase the regulations on particulate matter. So the government does this type of thing all the time. But here's a case out of California where the California Supreme Court actually outlaws science in a driving under influence case. This guy was driving 125 miles an hour on the highway in San Diego. The cop pulls up behind him, flips on the light. He immediately pulls over. He passes all of the sobriety tests, but they want to run a breathalyzer test on him because he admitted that he had a drink. He blew a 0.86, which is right over the legal limit. And he wanted a blood test, but they wouldn't give it to him. So what they did was he took it to court, and he had an expert doctor say that the breath tests don't really accurately measure your alcohol content or whether you're intoxicated. And the court just threw it out. They said, we don't care. The legislator gave us a definition of drunk driving. We're going to go with that. We don't care what the reality is. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Icke filling in for Alex. Alex is going to be joining us in the next segment. Today we're talking about Black Friday, and you probably may even be out there in that. GeorgeReport.com has that totally covered. He's got mall mayhem, suspected shoplifter shot after dragging a cop through the Kohl's parking lot. We got brawls. We got Walmart giving people armbands to try to keep everything down. And we've got Santa with a megaphone, who is telling Thanksgiving parasite shoppers to think about what they're doing. That's Mark Dice's video. We've got that on InfoWars.com. And we're going to be talking to Mark Dice in the next hour. And we're going to be playing his video and looking at that with Alex Jones in the next segment. I went out yesterday on Thanksgiving, and we looked at what was happening. Best Buy's had a Thanksgiving opening for the first time. They've never done that before. They've always opened just on Black Friday. And that's what happens. People are getting more and more aggressive, so they're pushing back. They're making their employees come in and work on Thanksgiving. And it's just kind of a sad thing to see this devolve from a time of reflection where you can get together with your family, where you can think about the future, you can reflect on the past, you can be grateful for what you've got, into a situation where people are just knocking each other down in the Walmarts trying to grab the latest special, whether or not it's even a good deal. And of course, we have articles that show that it's not a good deal on average. Sometimes it is a good deal. Sometimes they give you a really good deal to get you in the door. They're door busters. And once you get in there, they know that you're going to shop around. You're going to look at other stuff in there, and you're going to buy on impulse. That's when they get you. The price trends that Wall Street Journal has looked at show that certainly in this quarter, their profit margins, not just their sales, their profit margins are much, much higher. And that's even true on Black Friday. You can find cheaper prices even in the Christmas season, not to mention getting stuff out of the Christmas season. This is what we found last night. I went out and looked at a couple of stores with Rob Jacobson. We talked to shoppers who had been waiting a long time. We even talked to the manager of the Best Buy, who is having all their employees work for the first time on a Thanksgiving. This is what we found.
We are in front of Best Buy on Black Thursday, which used to be called Thanksgiving.
Retailers like Best Buy are trying to get a jump on the competition by opening on Thanksgiving Day.
David Knight.
Hi.
Thanks for coming out and talking to us.
Hi.
Just curious, because Black Friday is no longer Black Friday, it's now Black Thursday. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. I actually think that it gives us more of an opportunity to be awake, be invigorated. We definitely appreciate them coming out. On this special day, they can spend it with us. Get in, get out, go home, eat your leftovers.
Is this the first year you've opened up on Thanksgiving, or is this something you've done previous years?
This is the very first year we're doing the 6 p.m. open.
Of course, much more sold this time of year, but profit margins are 22% higher this quarter than in the rest of the year. In other words, you're paying more to buy just before Christmas, and the biggest day of this quarter is Black Friday. So named because the profits made these couple of days often are the deciding factor in a profitable quarter or even a profitable year. But people are still convinced they're getting a deal.
Guys, how long have you been here?
I've been here since midnight. The 3D TV that I'm getting. Overall, it's going to be like $600 in savings tonight.
I've been here since 7 a.m.
8 in the morning.
8 in the morning. For a laptop?
I'm looking for a TV. 39-inch flat screen for $169.99.
That TV may be cheaper than it was last week, but if they could wait until after Christmas, would it be even cheaper? And even if it's a steal, will they buy other things on impulse while in the store that aren't such good deals?
So you think you're going to be susceptible to just kind of impulse buying once you get in there if you're not really sure it's here?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's always just grabbing. Exactly. Yeah, well, for sure.
Okay. But the shoppers are convinced they're getting a deal, and the retailers are really pumped.
Feel good about the economy?
Your job? It's maybe looking a little bit better, but
well,
yeah.
It's not too bad.
Another impulse buy that you can't afford, just like Obamacare. But unlike Obamacare, you can return it if it doesn't work. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight. Well, you know, when we look at what's going on Black Friday, we look at people, as the Drudge Report has, you got a guy shot walking home with a big screen television. You got Salvation Army kettles that are stolen. We look at what's going on with the knockout games in large cities, and even in some cities that aren't so large. It's a very troubling picture of what can happen if society breaks down or if we have war. We have Chinese jets that are flying in disputed air defense zones. If you look at this map, take a quick look at this map here on the, we've got Taiwan, as well as Japan, as well as China, all asserting hegemony over a certain area. What it looks like is a Venn diagram. you've got all these different countries saying, we own this, the same area, these same little islands. When you look at them aerially, there's nothing at all on these islands. That's a real powder keg that could possibly happen there. And, of course, these are the people that sell us everything that we have. So maybe they'll loan us the money to...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, but Alex is joining us in the studio right now, and if you're watching this intro, you're seeing excerpts from Paul Joseph Watson's video comparing shoppers at Walmart, the violence that's going on there with the zombies, and actually I think the zombies don't look nearly as dangerous as the Walmart shoppers, do they, Alex?
You're right, David, and again, I appreciate you doing the show Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving with their family, and of course, I always plan to come in on these days with special reports and add to the broadcast, but I personally enjoy listening to you, David, and I know a lot of other people do out there across the country, and that's been my goal, is to take the reporters that we put on the nightly news and develop them so that they can co-host the show and in the future start other radio shows and basically end up pretty much 24 hours a day down the road having live transmissions here at the InfoWars.com Center. And we're finally getting close to the point of being able to start launching more of the shows. A lot of exciting things coming in the new year. We're really cracking the whip in a good way. I'm cracking the whip on myself to really up my game, go to the next level, and really try to counter the zombification of the public, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide, because we have a real shot right now at awakening humanity and taking action. Now, I wanted to explain to listeners why we are critical of Black Friday, Black Thursday. Soon it'll be Black Wednesday, then it'll be Black Week or whatever. You know, get in the black for businesses. The reason we're critical is multi-pronged. A, I am all for a merchant class. I am all for commerce. I am all for free market. I am all for sales and shopping and all of that, because we have a large population, and in a marketplace, that's what brings diversity and competition. But we don't really have a free market system to a great extent now, and it's the big box stores with the Chinese slave goods that have created in the last decade this phenomenon of Black Friday. It is a fraud. And then the activity you see by the welfare class, it doesn't matter if they're black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian. They all look and act just the same, just different skin color. Punching each other, attacking for things they think are good deals. When even the New York Times and Wall Street Journal and Associated Press, and Paul Watson has an article on that at InfoWars.com right now, on record admit it's probably about the 10th worst time of the year to shop. The best time is obviously right after Christmas or in the New Year. And most of these people, because they've done the demographic breakdowns, are on welfare or they're deeply in debt with credit cards. They've got student loans. We have the greatest debt any country's ever seen, public, private, corporate. Churches are in debt, you name it. So you shouldn't see this type of activity just ravenously, these self-propelled obese people eating GMO all day. Their kids probably shop with every vaccine there are, watching 10, 12 hours of TV and video games a day, literally don't know where their state capital is, point their finger at us who are politically involved and say we're bad. They don't know about Foxconn and Apple and the suicide nets. And none of us are perfect. We are a consumerist society. There's nothing wrong with consuming unless it's the top of the pyramid for you. On your hierarchy of needs, is it the golden calf? The golden calf should be God, should be being honorable, should be your family, should be self-sufficient. And at the bottom of it, of your pyramid, should be daily sustenance, your needs. That's the first thing you need. And then you move up into family and culture and wanting to help others. That should be right up at the top of your pyramid in a healthy society. In a collapsing, decadent society, you see people, what I call the lottery mentality, or what I call the Obamacare mentality. It doesn't matter, the lottery is the worst investment you can make, bar none, except for maybe cigarettes or alcohol, things that hurt you. It doesn't matter if Obamacare, you could read the legislation written as a fantastical private corporate tax dream to double, triple, quadruple prices, shut down their competition, force you to buy it, written by offshore mega banks. It doesn't matter if we came up and told people it's a screw job. They said, look, man, I want my free deal. I don't care if it's going to take money from the middle class. I don't care if it shuts the economy down. I want my free deal. Now they're finding out it's not a free deal. But instead of admitting they were conned, they're saying they want even more. Okay, Obama, become a dictator. Dictatorially fix it. And we predicted this would happen because we know how it works. You stick your hand in the wood chipper, and the answer is don't pull it out, stick it in deeper. There's a loudspeaker saying, climb into the wood chipper, stick your head in it. If you like your arm being torn off and shredded, stick your whole body in, throw your kids in. That's what I liken it to, because in this kind of welfare class idea, they believe if the mainstream media is telling them, who are all financed by these big box stores and others, get in there, Black Friday's the best time to have a sale, they actually believe that they're going, and you went out and talked to him. Mark Dice has gone out and talked to him. Mark Dice is coming up bottom of the next hour. His story's on drudgereport.com, top story on the left-hand side. People should go watch that video, because when you look at it, you can talk to these people. He did last year. He did the year before. You talk to them. They don't believe that it's one of the worst times to shop, that they raised the price 3 weeks ago and then on this day lower it back to what it was previous to 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you after Christmas, after New Year's is the best time. They don't tell you sometimes the middle of the summer is the best time. They don't actually go do market research if they wanted to save money. They go in on average, and that's profit margins up 20% on the products they're selling. I haven't seen the numbers on total profit margin. That varies. So this is a screw job.
Right.
This is hype. This is fraud. And you go tell them, hey, lottery tickets are not a good investment. Hey, going to Vegas is not a good investment. If you're rich and want to go to Vegas, knock yourself out. But if you're poor, don't mortgage the house. Don't have the kids not have food to eat because you think you're going to go to Vegas or Atlantic City so some mob bosses can, you know, fleece you. It's rigged. And that's the point, is that the Pope's coming out saying free market capitalism is bad. No, it's not. This is monopoly capitalism run by globalists that set the rules. It isn't free trade. It's slave trade. It isn't capitalism. It's insider crony capitalism, monopoly capitalism. And so the people perish for lack of knowledge. And this is a manifestation. I have some points I want to run through, but you've got some points. You were telling me off air. It's like Bitcoin. People said, Alex, you knew about Bitcoin when it started 4 years ago. You could have made $100 million. And I said, yes, I could have hyped it. I could have pushed it. I could have gotten out of it. I told people get out of it months ago on air. Now it's plunged. They will now be mad at me for saying it's a scam. It's the same thing. I could have had a Black Friday sale for our Nascent Iodine and our American Patriot Blend super high quality Mexican coffee. But see, I have sales all the time. I have lower prices all the time. That's real capitalism, real competition, where quality is why you're successful, not because you've got mind control over the population. So it's good to innovate and sell good products, but we're not going to have a Black Friday sale and then piggyback on. In fact, I even almost have told my crew, let's not have it be $29.95. Let's have it just be $30. Because people literally buy more if you say $29.95.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and I go along with some of it because it funds our operation and gets the word out. I got rid of almost all advertising. I have one contractually. I have some of those block ads you see I can't get out of for a couple months. But then I'm probably not going to have any of it until I slowly vet each sponsor. I have to deal with network ads I don't agree with. I've told them, and they're great guys. I said, listen, if I say I don't want an ad on my show, he gets taken off or I leave. Because it's a real struggle to try to be at the highest level of integrity. So I'm not here on some high horse with people. We all make compromises. But are we moving towards better quality, being more honorable, or are we moving towards lower quality, being less honorable? I am working harder, being healthier, not drinking any, not using any tobacco products, not eating processed sugar. I am literally, I'm going to pray for me, folks, because I'm committed in my responsibility. I was telling this morning on the phone, and I've challenged the entire office to do the same, that, of course, you don't drink, smoke, or anything and eat healthy, so there's not much to challenge. You're trying to give up, you know, soda pop or whatever. But the point is, you're one Coke a day, and which I don't blame you. Coca-Cola tastes great. I love it myself. All I know is we're in a historical crossroads, so we've all got to commit and talk about the spirit of this nation, and it all starts inside us. It's an inside job, just like it always is, as the song says. But make your point, and I've got a laundry list.
I think it's really, you're talking about the spirit of the society. When you look at things like the knockout game, when you look at people fighting over trivial things at Walmart, it's very frightening to realize that we have a very fragile infrastructure here. We've got China pushing in different territories.
That's the big issue.
War. So there's so many things that could happen. And if things get difficult, if we have a breakdown in the infrastructure, because now you're talking about big box retailers, we have big box food suppliers. So that
just in time delivery.
Just in time. If that breaks down, if they can't get the trucks there, they don't have a lot of backup for the city. So what's going to happen to these people who are just knocking people out for the fun of it, who are getting into fights because they want some kind of consumer item? What's going to happen when they have a real need?
Our M4 carbines are for.
That's right.
And folks ask why we're so into preparedness. People ask why I've moved to the country. People ask because if you mathematically, and all the major economists are on record, whether it's Peter Schiff or Mark Faber or Jim Rogers, it doesn't matter. But even the British Defense Ministry report 2007, even the Pentagon report 2 years ago, admits this is unsustainable. It will collapse. The question is, how bad will it collapse? And because they've engineered it to collapse, the globalists plan to be the last group standing when it all happens. And that's why we're so freaked out. That's why we're so concerned.
And that's a lot of what's behind Bitcoin, too, because when you look at Bitcoin, a lot of what's driving that is people's concern about the dollar and the poor management, the manipulation by the Federal Reserve. So there's a lot of people who have a real concern about that. They also want to have something that is private, that's out of the control of the federal government, that they can move out. So there's a real reason to have a cryptocurrency, just like with the South Sea Bubble. There was a real reason for people to invest in a company that had a monopoly for all trade.
Well, exactly. But just like
some of this bubble thing, because of a crowd, everybody starts to buy into it because that's what everybody else is doing. So
well, notice it's the first one put out, very shadowy. I believe in crypto, totally independent currencies. It is the wave of the future. It is the answer to the system. The problem is, if you look at past bubble currencies, past private currencies, they always go through this boom bust cycle. And so I didn't want to be there holding the bag, handing out basically the Kool-Aid to my listeners as if this was a panacea. I wanted to not have irrational exuberance and point out where I believed it was going and where it is undoubtedly going. And then they're going to use this destruction of Bitcoin down the road, I believe, to then discredit people that promoted it, discredit the idea of an independent outside cryptocurrency, and then bring in a globalist SDR model. And I believe at a gut level, fundamentally, day one, 4 years ago when it showed up, that this is a globalist manufactured time bomb, Trojan horse. But the way the mainstream media promoted it up front, the way they weren't negative about it up front, and then now they've just phased in the negativeness. If they didn't create it, they're planning to use it.
I find it very interesting that at the same time it took off, they also had all of these Washington hearings where they had virtually, they had about 8 or 10 different agencies in the federal government. You had the IRS, you had the SEC, you had FinCEN, you know, looking at foreign transfers, you had the FBI, you had Homeland Security, and they're all coming in and they're saying, well, it's right after they took down a major drug site. But they're saying, we don't really want to push this too hard because we want the free market to work. They start sounding like they're libertarian free market advocates. And it's like, there's something wrong with this.
What they were doing was wanting people
up at the same time as being pumped up.
And then now they're using it to pass laws to basically ban any type of this currency. Now, let's stop there because I want to give people the real reason I came in to break all this up. And I'll be here till 5 after that Anthony Gucciardi's coming in. Let's go over the big issue that you just brought up. If you go watch Paul Watson's video on Infowars.com about the zombie plague sweeping America, these are people that literally believe that a handout of free government, a handout of free healthcare, or a magic golden lottery ticket is going to set their course. Not starting a business, not being honorable, not inventing something new, not working hard, which builds a good civilization, but running scams, getting on the backs of bubbles. This is a get-rich type scenario. The only time you should see lines of people fighting is in the old West when the feds were taking public property and giving it away for 5 cents an acre or 3 cents an acre, or the Mexican land run, the Spanish land run, when people ran down here from the U.S. because the Mexican government was giving it away for 3 cents an acre. Like my ancestors paid 3 cents an acre in East Texas for tens of thousands of acres.
That's better than Bitcoin.
Because then it's not some Chinese slave goods that break them 2 days or before you get them out of the box that were made at a factory with forced abortions and suicide nets. Then you could actually cut the trees. You could put cattle on it. You could raise crops. You could have kids. You could live and get away from being a sharecropper in Alabama. Because you had basically white slaves is what they were. They just weren't called slaves because that was illegal.
But they want to turn us all into sharecroppers again.
That's the plan. That's the plan, is the globalists are offshore and they've created this mindset. So I want to explain to people what's happening here. When you see these riots and people punching each other in the stomach over bags of dog food or Xboxes, and they're not even really getting the best deal, they're getting a terrible deal. They could have got a better deal online. Or it's a loss leader where they sell 10 at one price, then change the sign. It's scam on top of scam. When you can't reach them, realize that we've got 50 million people on food stamps, 101 million on food assistance. That number's only growing. The baby boomers starting to retire this year. 2013, they started this year. It accelerates in the next 5 years. You'll have more people retired than in the working class, illegals coming in who are getting all the free welfare and stuff because the government set it up that way. It is a recipe for destruction. And so what's going to happen is when things start to collapse, they'll roll out the riot police, the military, to quell things, and we'll be like, yeah, we needed that when the globalists created the atmosphere where that would be needed to begin with. Then they will have the giant mass after the waves of riots that are coming in the next decade. The waves of collapse, just like we've already seen in Europe a few years ahead of us, about 4 years ahead of us, they will use that. The Homeland Security is geared up for that, the social engineering, to bring in the high-tech system of control. They will then have the illegals and the giant mass of working poor who will now be supplemented with welfare even at their working job. That'll be the new model. You work for the government or a select corporation, then you also get a stipend digitally on your national ID card. It's tied to welfare. This is all part of the official plan. Mm-hmm. DHS will approve you getting a job under TSA. Yeah. This is all official. So they're going to have the mass of these people and the bureaucratic class vote to raise taxes just like France, 70, 80, 90% on the middle class, ultra rich, offshore, above the law, to then leverage out the middle class, leverage us out, and basically destroy us, transferring our wealth to the poor, which won't even fund them for more than a few years. It's not designed to do that. It's designed to get rid of the political middle class. It's always the strategic enemy of the offshore ultra elite who are above the law and have basically diplomatic immunity throughout history. That's why Homeland Security will be targeted at the Tea Party libertarian working middle class, because we're the only challenge. Once we're extincted, they're going to cut all the welfare off, put the poor people in forced labor camps. That's the official plan. That's the globalist takeover program. We'll be right back with key intel on Black Friday and what it means to our civilization with David Knight and Alex Jones. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight hosting today, this Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. And we've got Alex Jones here in the studio analyzing what this really tells us about what's going on in society and the impending breakdown of society and how it's being manipulated by the globalists. Tell us. You had a couple more points you wanted to make.
Absolutely. And we're going to 5 after. Then Gucci Arty's coming in. Then Mark Geis is coming on. And then Paul Watson with a lot of breaking news. Again, this is all part of the dumbing down process. And you have to understand, these masses of dumbed down people where they pay poor folks to have kids and then basically lobby with conditioning for upper class folks to not have children. This is all part of a phase just to bring down society on record. Department of Education, Charlotte Isherby was there in the 80s. She published the secret documents in her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, that we sell on a bridged version. The big, thick one sold out. And it is a program. That's why we know what the program is. And so they will vote to take our private property. They will vote to take our guns. They will vote to take our children. They're announcing the new culture and saying the problem is not enough socialism. Not enough centralization. But again, it's fascism sitting above socialism. Now, let's expand on this. You see these dangerous hordes, countless videos of people beating up men, women, and children for their Xboxes, for their toys. The idea that this is where they can be somebody. This is their football field. This is their competition. They're not in the woods fighting, you know, to go pick more bananas than the other primitive human running through the jungle. They are battling in the fields of Walmart. The streets are fields that never die, to quote Jim Morrison. And the police are there to arrest whoever videotapes it, not arresting the people they're foraging. And they've been doing tests, letting EBTs be unlimited in Walmart to see what happens, or turning them off to see what happens. They can only do this because people aren't individuals. They're scientifically controlled now. And just like you saw police in New Orleans and other areas stealing during Katrina, you're going to see the breakdown of society, and I think the establishment has overdone it. I think things are going to collapse so bad in this country that we have a chance, as Ron Paul has said, to use the collapse of crony capitalism and socialism and mobsterism, insiderism, gangsterism, cronyism, monopolyism to restore the republic. But anybody that says those of us that work hard and don't produce aren't giving enough and that we're bad, France has 100% tax down the middle class to extinct them. The ultra-rich socialists that run the country are tax-exempt on record. This is mainstream news. The police on record end up not paying tax, most of it. Government can do whatever they want and be above the law. We're not. And that leads me to the last article up on Infowars.com. I'm going to be covering this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., the lawlessness of government. I'm getting a bunch of examples on the Sunday show. This is out of Ammo Land. It links to mainstream news and goes through a whole raft of examples. The headline is, legalized theft of guns, where if the cops come to your house for a fire, or if the neighbor sees you cleaning a gun in your garage, this is what I see most often in the news, they come and take all your guns and say your neighbor was scared, and then don't give them back saying it's our policy, you've got to ask the judge, and then it takes 2 years with lawyers to get it back, and instead of a grand jury indicting the police for unlawful confiscation of property, they act like it's okay. And this is part of a larger lawlessness of the NSA, lawlessness of Obama, lawlessness putting our military under NATO, lawlessness putting fluoride in the water, which is forced medication with a toxic chemical. There's hundreds of examples. People can tweet and give me your example at Real Alex Jones, because I'm going to be compiling these this weekend. There's hundreds of government lawless. This is called tyranny. And all over the country, they're confiscating people's guns. They're taking people's kids for not inoculating them when there's no law. It's the family courts. That's what tyranny is a mass movement of lawlessness, hoping to overwhelm us at so many fundamental levels with imperious, arrogant government and corporations that control it that we collapse and give in. So this is how criminal government, criminal corporations, and criminal individuals, they see themselves advanced through the welfare system. Through Obamacare.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.